Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
And me, Dale Lefebvre. Oh, what happened? Just a minute. Let's get that. Yes, that's better. Okay, I'm going to be doing an interview with Trudy Werner in a little while about a film called The Line We Crossed. It relates to the British story of dissent drawn from the front lines of the climate resistance. Yeah, it's told by the people who were involved. But anyway, that'll be a minute. She's rapidly writing notes at the moment for what she's going to say. So we'll give her a little pause to do that. But meanwhile, we'll play a little bit of music. The Place We Were Made by Maisie Peters. Depending if there's time before Trudy's ready, Fort Worth Blues by Steve Earle, and Please Me by Ella Clayton. But we might cut off before that. We get that far if Trudy's ready. But when if she's not, we'll play it all. So let's see. Here we go with A Place We Were Made. Or not. What's happening? Oh, I just love this. All right. I've done everything right, so it should be playing. Why aren't you playing? All right, this is interesting. Let me try something else. Saturday night, living the dream, ordering drinks with your brother's ID, pretending we like someone's girlfriend's bad. No, it's not working. All right, I just love it when this happens. Yes. All right, let's see, why is this not happening? Well, let's give it another go. I'll start from the beginning of the song, and it's playing on my computer, but it's not playing on the system. I do not know why, but here it goes again, and it's not playing. Well, that's disappointing. Well, okay, I'm gonna do something I haven't done before. I'm gonna put the microphone next to the computer speaker, and it'll go out that way, and that's just gonna have to be what we're doing, because it ain't working otherwise. So let's just try that. Here goes.
All we talk about is leaving. All that I know is, no matter how far away, this is the place we were made. I know every street light, and maybe the colors will fade. This is the place we were made, by the late nights and fires on the beach, made by the small town secrets we'd keep. Painting my face, straighten my hair, wait for the bus, take us somewhere, anywhere, as far away from home. We're playing poker down in the shed, talking about boys, now we call X freezing cold, and we don't even know. We smoke to choke the feeling, till the walls don't meet the ceiling. All we talk about is leaving. All that I know is, no matter how far away, this is the place we were made. I know every street light, and maybe the colors will fade. This is the place we were made. Secrets we keep. All that I know is,
That was Steve Earle with the Fort Worth Blues. And, well, I've always heard of Steve Earle, but I never really heard his music. So I'm really glad I kind of bumped into his songs. Galway Girl is really a great one. I really love that. And before that was Place We Were Made by Maisie Peters. And Trudy tells me she's ready. Trudy Warren?
Trudy Warner.
Warner. I knew I'd get it right. Yeah. I'm glad I wrote it down. Well, Trudy, can you tell us about the film that we'll be playing tonight, The Line We Crossed?
Yes, it's one night only at the showroom. But it's a bit special because it's followed by a Q&A with the director of the film. And with myself, and I'm actually in the film. So it's not just a documentary. You can have a chance to have your say afterwards. And the film is probably quite controversial because it follows some of the activists who were involved with Insulate Britain and Just Stop Oil in 2023 and 2024. These were people who were doing kind of fairly daring things, including blocking roads, to raise awareness about the climate emergency.
Well, they sure got our attention.
It got a lot of attention. The orange hi-vis, and people were spraying orange paint and sprinkling orange powder on snooker tables. I think that happened in Sheffield.
It did.
And it was like, it really got a reaction, which is what these things were designed to do.
Mm-hmm.
They were shock tactics to wake people up.
Yeah, I think that was great. But for the average person, they're thinking, oh, those people, you know, they should just, you know, crawl back in their hole or something. So it's kind of a mixed message, I think. What do you think?
Yes. I mean, they were, we use the example of an alarm clock. Uh-huh. You know, nobody likes an alarm clock. You know, it's right. Intrusive. It's disturbing, but it has, you know, it has a job to do. It serves its purpose.
Yeah.
And these actions served this purpose.
Yeah, well, I believe that. Yeah, I just wonder how far you go. I mean,
well, this is what the film explores.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it obviously there's the legal, there are legal limits.
Yes.
And as over the time that these people were engaging in this kind of, in these peaceful protests,
right.
The legal boundaries shifted.
Yeah, I think so.
And so that when they took the actions they did not expect the penalties that they then faced.
Which seemed pretty extreme to me.
Well, some of the sentences they were receiving were more than they would have got for charges like manslaughter.
Jeez.
You know, they were extreme sentences. Mm. Now, some of them were reduced on appeal.
Right.
Some of them were not. Oof. But the whole territory really was shifting.
Right.
The goalposts were moving all the time.
Scary when you don't know what to expect, when you think
you
have an idea what the legal system will do, and then suddenly it's...
Absolutely, and I think we were all quite shocked at what happened.
Yeah.
Liz says at the start of the film, she was not prepared. You know, she started making this film because she thought there was a story to be told.
Sure.
But she was really shocked at the events that subsequently unfolded.
Yeah.
Which is why the film is rather longer than she wanted it to be, because things were happening so fast.
Yeah.
And all those things mattered. So it's a film that lasts about an hour and 50 minutes. It's quite a challenging,
right.
Long film.
Yeah.
But it has a lot to say.
Well, if you
or have, show actually,
if you have the story to tell, you tell the story, and when you're done, you're done.
She does that,
and that's good. Yeah. What more would you like to say about this film and about the
Well, we'd love to have as many people as possible with us tonight at the showroom. If people can't come this evening, it is available. It's on a streaming. It's The Line We Crossed. And it is available, you know, for streaming online. But you miss out on the opportunity to kind of give the feedback and, you know, comment. And
yeah, because Liz will be there and she can answer directly.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. It's an opportunity.
Those were the words I was going to say.
It's very an opportunity. Good. Yes, so yes. Yeah, we'd love as many people to come tonight.
That sounds great. Yeah. So that's at 7:30 at the showroom, and I think it's either one or two, but once you get there...
I think it's two.
Two, okay. But if you ask for the ticket for The Line We Cross, you'll get a ticket for it.
Or stream it and watch it with your friends and discuss it amongst, you know, your group of friends. But it has a terrific soundtrack.
Hmm.
The music is great.
I always love that.
So that might attract another kind of person who might be interested in the music.
Okay. So over what period of time was this made?
It was 23 and 24.
Oh, so very recent.
Yes, very recent. Yeah.
And that's when the action was happening. That's when the rules were changing.
Absolutely. They still are. The rules are still changing.
Yes.
The tactics we're using are slightly different.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously there are still people who are engaging in non-violent civil disobedience because the climate is getting hotter.
Yeah, for sure.
Emissions are still rising. We have a problem. We're not dealing with it.
Yeah, and things like possibly granting a license to dig oil out of Rosebank and the other one. That's just crazy.
Well, the destructive industries are carrying on, you know.
Nothing happened.
Like nothing's happening. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a little depressing. And so the need for more outspoken action seems obvious.
Yes, civil disobedience does seem to be the only way, the only thing that cuts through, really.
Yeah.
So we don't intend to stop.
That's good. Because, to stop is just to give up and say, well, you know, we're all screwed anyway, so why bother? But that's doesn't leave much of a world for future generations, for our kids and kids' kids.
You're right. Yeah. You're right.
So,
you're right. Yeah. These people, I think, are very unselfish. They're not doing this for themselves.
Nah.
They're taking the long view.
Yeah.
And they're prepared to make sacrifices, personal sacrifices, to try and improve things for others.
Yes, and I know some people in Sheffield have been charged and have had to go through a hellacious process to finally win. A lady named Heather here, I won't say her last name because she might not approve of that. But I know she went through years of... judicial things, and finally she won.
Wow! Well,
but it just took a lot out of her. It took a lot of money and effort and time, and
it's really not something to do lightly.
No,
really.
No.
And I know you've got some really brilliant activists in Sheffield, which is why we're really excited to be here tonight, because we know some of them will be at the film, and it will be great to actually be with them.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure they'll appreciate you and Liz being here too.
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay, so, is anything more to say?
Or? No, I think thank you very much for this opportunity.
Well, I'm glad. I did put out a message on MailChimp for my mailing list about it, so we'll see. Maybe.
Well, if there's a queue stretching up the road... It'll be lovely.
Yes, that would be.
Will be lovely. Okay.
So
thank
tonight,
you so much.
Yeah, tonight 7:30 at the showroom.
The line we crossed.
Yes, thank you. All right. Thanks very much. And we'll get back to some music then. And I'll play the last track on that one called Please Me. So, let's see. I'll try one more time. This system, I don't know if it's working, but we'll try it. Oh, something is happening.
You wanna please me?
Now it's working, yay.
I don't know how, 'cause I ain't never let a lover linger long enough to give me what I want, and that's no lie. You don't believe me. Try stick around. I know nothing ever changes, only rearranges. Soon we will be strangers passing by.
All right, that was Please Me by Ella Clayton, and next up is Samrat Samrat by The Gloaming, and Love Is Self by Leonard Cohen. So, here goes. ¶¶
Sorrow, sorrow, bang in the morning. Hogum or fain and sorrowing. Sorrow, queen and no need legal. Hogum or fain and sorrowing. Hogum or ling, oh, he'll crave. Hogum or fain and sorrowing. Sorrow, we all in the grain. Hogum or fain and sorrowing. Bob og the belt and the might and the tauri. So a skach knock as she skach clown. Kalini mashuk upon gele glegel. Hogum or fain and sorrowing.
Alizar. The dust you seldom see. Out of wit, the nameless maid.
Yeah, Love Itself by Leonard Cohen. Yeah. And before that, we heard Samrat by The Gloaming. And now we're going to hear Like a Star, Corinne Bailey Ray, Creature de Siam by Cirque du Soleil, and I See Through You by Calibro 35. So, on we go. Ooh. My cords are getting tangled, so excuse me while I... it out. Here goes. Like a star.
Just like a star across my sky. Just like an angel off the page. You have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart. Just like oil on my hands. Only to love you. Still I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. We do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. You made me feel a song in my heart, just like oil on my hand.
Thank you.
'Cause I See Right Through You by Calibro 35. Before that was a track called Creature de Siam by Cirque du Soleil. And we started with Like a Star by Corinne Bailey-Ray. Next up is a track called The Afternoon by The Moody Blues. This goes back a way, but it's a good track, good long one. And One Voice by The Waylon Jennies. I just love their name. The Waylon Jennies. Yeah, we're Waylon. Well, I knew a Waylon Jennings. So I didn't know him, but I knew of him. I lived with his sister, half-sister. Oh, the story goes on. But anyway, here goes The Afternoon by The Moody Blues.
Thank you. has come to pass. The time of day doesn't last. Evening has earned its place today. I'm tired of working away.
Thank you.
see.